All right, I'm here with Alvaro Parente from Strucca Racing AMG. Welcome to Australia again.
Thank you.
Different mark this year. We're back with back in a Mercedes instead of the McLaren. How are you finding it?
Look, I'm finding it. It's different, isn't it? I was 6 years with the McLaren, and now coming here with the Mercedes is obviously different. It's the first time I tested the car here, so I'm obviously learning the car and adapting to everything. And I think the car has some strong points and has less strong points compared to the McLaren. But overall, I think we'll be okay on race pace. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. You've had a lot of success here and a lot of success overseas in McLaren, Pirelli World Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find yourself transitioning easy into this car?
Yeah, the adaptation was okay. It obviously has its own characteristics. Should we stand over here? It's got its own characteristics, but all good. So I think I'm adapting well and quickly. We'll see tomorrow. But yeah.
So tomorrow is a whole new day.
Yeah.
You said you're just getting used to it. You hadn't tested it before you got to here.
No.
How many laps have you done so far?
Luckily, I've done a few and prepared qualifying well. But we all know how Bathurst is in free practice. It's a big war, isn't it, trying to find laps?
Yeah.
So it makes it more difficult, but we all know that. And I've been driving my way around that and working well. So
you've got two existing factory drivers with you, both Maximilian Gott and Boop.
Yeah.
You've got, so have they given you any information on what to do with the car, like how to drive it?
Yeah, obviously the doubts or the questions I've got, yeah. they helped me a lot and answer everything. But the most important is for me to get mileage on the car and adapt quick and try to extract always the maximum performance out of the car. That's the trick, isn't it? Yep. Drive the cars and get all the performance out of it and as quick as you can. I think it was all right, maybe a tenth and a half, which would have put us in the top 10 quali on my qualifying there, but it was the same for everyone. There was a red flag, wrong time, and on the previous lap, the Lambo was at the apex of a really fast corner just before the triple left-handers. Sometimes you have to be lucky, a little bit lucky, and maybe today wasn't. But a 12th is not bad, or 11th is not bad. Long race, and I think our strengths will be on the race, fingers crossed.
So your goals for the race, like you guys have got an extremely strong lineup.
Mm.
You've said that your pace is good.
Yeah.
Picking up a little bit more mileage too tomorrow in the car, you just gradually tick it off?
Yeah, I think so. Big progress today on qualifying and Q1 and Q2, big progress for me with the car. I'm feeling pretty comfortable, so tomorrow I'm looking forward to having some great stints and having a good race.
So 2018 being a new year, have you got your plans sorted out for 2018 yet?
Yeah, I've got my plans. Obviously, I was racing at Daytona last weekend.
Yep.
Things went well there. Started the year with a podium, so second place. It's now first, after 24 hours, but started well the year, and fingers crossed tomorrow it continues to go well. Fingers crossed the car's reliable, nothing happens, and strategy-wise that it goes well. We've got the lineup and the team to do it and the car to do it, so let's see what happens.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.